Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2050, The Reluctant Financial Voyeur by Grumpus Maximus of grumpusmaximus.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. The Reluctant Financial Voyeur by Grumpus Maximus of grumpusmaximus.com. Over the past 2 work weeks, I helped financially counsel a fellow officer whose residual financial issues from the Great Recession stood to impact his career. There we were, almost 10 years from the start of the downturn, looking at foreclosure documents starting in 2009. He'd only settled the foreclosure within the last year. And the DOD wanted answers. In some ways, I could hardly believe it. In other ways, it was a sobering reminder about the lasting impact that event will have on American society for years, possibly generations to come. It also proved an interesting glimpse into another financial way of life. I found a life almost alien to mine because decades ago, my fellow officer chose to build wealth through rental properties. Despite my personal negative history with a 2004 property purchase, I hold no ill will for those who choose property investment as a method for building wealth. If it works out for them, that's great. However, my comrade in arms had specifically chosen a highly leveraged method for acquiring rental properties. As I questioned him on the simple details that he should have known from using this strategy, I quickly realized he lacked the acumen for it. My fears were not allayed when we looked into his family's monthly budget, or should I say, a lack thereof. For someone who chose a wealth-building strategy whose success hinged on an ability to pay multiple mortgages on multiple rental properties monthly, he had almost zero awareness of where his family's money went each month. Without trying to judge, it absolutely floored me. As the 5 readers of this blog will attest, I'm a big proponent of tracking your money no matter what, but even more so in a case like this. In truth, I felt bad for him. My coworker is not a bad person. He's one of the kindest, most willing to give people I've ever met in the military. However, he was floundering both financially and personally. Needless to say, many of our conversations centered around a need for a lifestyle change on a personal and familial level. Despite all of this, when my comrade added up assets and liabilities, his net worth was almost equal to mine. When added to his pending pension, that's no small amount. In many ways, it felt like Tweedledee and Tweedledum were sitting next to each other. The only major difference, and I remind myself of this humbly, is that my comrade's financial route led through the dangers of losing their career. Mine did not. Again, not judging, but I prefer my method. It suits my personality and lets me sleep at night. Other people have a different tolerance for risk than me. To each their own. Just make sure you got the cash when the heater and refrigerator break at 2 separate rental properties in the same week. If you don't, you're playing in the wrong league. Lessons learned. So, what's my point? I don't know exactly. I wrote this in hopes that I might figure out what I should take away from this glimpse into another person's financial life. Originally, I typed this up as a Facebook post for the group that I run as a companion to this site called Golden Albatross, Golden Handcuffs. When I saw the length, though, I decided to transfer it over to the blog instead. No use wasting some possibly insightful thoughts on the transient forum that is the Book of Face. I believe one point worth mentioning from this episode goes back to the Warren Buffett quote I used in a previous blog post. It was the quote about not needing to make too many correct financial decisions in life, as long as you don't make too many wrong ones. The saying seems true in my workmates' case, though they cut that line fairly close. It's definitely true in my case, for which I'm thankful. I think another item worth pointing out, again, is that you've got to have a plan for your money. Walking through life, acquiring property after property, without understanding the amount of work and savings it takes to create wealth as a landlord is a bad plan. Scratch that. It's not even a plan. Admittedly, as life changes, so do plans. However, if you already have a financial plan, you at least have a clear understanding of the underlying financial issues when it comes time to change that plan. My coworker did not possess that understanding. It almost cost him his career. In the end, I think my workmate will be okay if he chooses to change his family's spending habits and sell some properties. Actually, they'll be more than okay if they make those changes. Despite the foreclosure, they got lucky, but only because the all-encompassing military bureaucracy forced an intervention. Had he been a civilian, right now he'd either be floundering or shelling out a lot of money to a good CPA and a shrink. I sincerely hope my coworker grasps the lifeline the military threw him and pulls with all his might. That's a choice he'll have to make on his own, though. As much as I would love to, I can't do it for him. You just listened to the post titled "The Reluctant Financial Voyeur" by Grumpus Maximus of grumpusmaximus.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Investing in real estate tends to be a fast track to financial independence, but it does come with more work and risks than passively investing in low-fee total market index funds. Investing in the stock market has a much lower barrier of entry, and so if you're just getting started with investing, I would encourage you to start here. Contribute to your tax-advantaged retirement vehicles and get comfortable with investing consistently and paying yourself first. Build up your cash position and make a dent in your retirement savings. And then look to more advanced forms of investing. Again, this is just my personal opinion. Many people don't do it this way, but I consider real estate investing as a much more advanced type of investment. I know quite a bit about money management and investing, and I consider real estate investing beyond the scope of my comfort level right now. As I get more comfortable with different ways to invest, I may reconsider. But right now, my investing strategy consists of passively investing in the stock market and actively investing in my own business. If you're going to start investing in real estate, I think it helps to have a really strong cash position, as you're bound to make some incorrect assumptions when you're evaluating an investment property. If you play the numbers too close, When the unexpected inevitably occurs, you may not have the funds to navigate it well. Most people investing in real estate do it on leverage, or in other words, they're taking on debt or mortgages to buy investment properties. This adds a level of complexity because you need to ensure that your rental income covers the cost of the mortgage, property taxes, and insurance, plus maintenance and vacancies. If you're a new, inexperienced real estate investor, there's a strong likelihood that these costs could be higher than your estimates. So a strong cash position can certainly help in this situation. Then your incorrect assumptions become a learning experience rather than a disaster. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and rest of your weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back in just a moment with our weekly bonus episode. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.